you released an amazing video last month for your song Nightmare, which is also currently climbing on the music charts. Tell me about that song and video.
Yeah, Nightmare is about a variety of things. It's a love song. It's a song kind of talking about reaching out and needing the arms of someone else to feel safe, but it's also kind of written from the perspective of Mother Nature and some of the ancient forests on Vancouver Island, and just talking about how important it is to open our eyes and see the nightmare instead of closing our eyes and kind of living in a state of ignorant bliss, which I believe has a ticking clock. And the music video was really amazing, but also challenging to create because we did put ourselves out in the middle of a dense forest and also in the middle of a clear cut for a couple different shots. So we worked with two really amazing filmers on that, Jamie Tanner and Dave Wallace. And Dave captured a lot of the faces, so me and Pat acting in that one, and Jamie captured a lot of the scenic shots. So it was really beautiful to watch their two styles kind of come together to form this storyline and paint this picture.
It's an incredibly beautiful video.
Thank you very much.
The album was recorded at Vancouver's Warehouse Studios with Juno Award-winning producer Gus Van Gogh. What was it like working with him?
Yeah, it was awesome working with him, and it was amazing working at the Warehouse Studios as well. And Gus also, he works hand-in-hand with a man named Warner F. His production last name is just capital F. The two of them work together as a duo quite often, so they were both really hands-on and really willing to kind of take us under their wing and teach us a lot about production. This is our first experience working with producers, so it was amazing to be part of the process of you know, we had these songs and we'd been working on them for some of them a couple years. We'd been performing them live, but we'd never really fully polished them. And then to kind of meet up with these producers and join in with them in a creative process and kind of be vulnerable with them too and allow them to take our songs and pull them apart a bit and then place them back together. It was a really awesome experience, and we learned a lot, and I think a lot of that will carry over into our next album as well.
You have headlined at Victoria's Canada Day celebration and opened for artists like Ziggy Marley and Katie Lang. You played at numerous festivals, and right now you're in the middle of a cross-country tour in support of Hey Ocean. Can you tell me about a show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Well, that opening slot for Katie Lang was really amazing and still makes me smile to this day. And the Canada Day show downtown this summer in Victoria in our hometown was really special too, and definitely our biggest audience to date, and it was really beautiful to just be downtown Victoria for, you know, a lot of our neighbors and sharing what we love to do most. Right now on the tour, we just had an awesome show in Toronto a couple nights ago in a beautiful venue called the Great Hall, and it's been cool to kind of see us able to get in front of bigger rooms in Toronto too, which is really exciting for us to kind of see that growth happening into Canada's music capital. It's been a pretty exciting year since the release of Speaking Rhythms, and I hope to see the ball keep rolling and hopefully some more tours coming down the pipes as well.
You also mentioned that you're working on some new music. Do you have a website where we can keep track of those new releases and new tour dates?
Yeah, we do have a website, so www.carmanaband.com. But I would say that the easiest way to stay kind of up to date with us as we go day to day is probably either our Instagram or our Facebook, which is just Carmana Band is our handle. So we post photos of kind of us in action and quite often also our dog Spud, and he's pretty cute, so nothing to lose.
I'd like to take us out with your song Waterfalling. What can you tell me about that one?
Waterfalling, I wrote one day when I was kind of contemplating just how much we have to lose and how much we have to protect And I was kind of looking at the world from the perspective of seeing how much greed kind of rules what we do and the steps that we take day to day. And so I guess it's kind of just a little taunt towards someone who's really greedy and kind of showing them that this has an expiry date to live this way. And I guess I kind of did focus in on the water and on our oceans. We've done a bit of work talking with students over the years with an organization called the Jellyfish Project, which primarily focuses on the needs to protect our oceans and our ecosystems along the coastline. So I think I drew a little bit on some of the lessons I've learned through working with that organization and just how precious our Earth's water is. And we made a music video for that one too, actually, where we're all struggling to swim out to a raft in the middle of a lake, and we got a little artsy and had a lot of fun. And so I think we've kind of, through that, tried to paint a picture of just how precious water is and how lost we would be if we were to lose that.
Laura, I love your music and I love your message. Thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to give me a call, and it's been really nice chatting with you.
Hunt and gather in a frozen